Olivia Rubio does the hard, tedious work of extracting crab meat. She has been coming to Hooper's Island for 15 years from Mexico to work in one of Maryland's Eastern Shore crab houses on an H-2B visa.
We have the opportunity to come here to work and support our family, help our children move forward, and support our parents. It's good. We have work. So we're grateful.
H-2B visa holders live and work in the United States during the spring, summer, and fall. And then they return home in the winter. The temporary worker program has been used by crab houses since the 1980s to make up for the lack of local workers.
I don't know what we would do or the whole area would do without them. I mean, from the stores to... I don't even know how to describe it because of the impact that they have. They keep it all moving.
This year, there's a shortage of crab pickers. G.W. Hall and Son needed 40 guest work visas, but only got 30. At nearby Russell Hall Seafood, baskets and crates, empty. The kitchen, unused. No workers in sight.
It never was this way before. We've done this for 25 years. And no doubt some years it's been slow getting our workers, but we've always gotten them.
Citing higher demand for guest worker visas, the Trump administration this year awarded them through a lottery instead of first come, first served. Phillips' company needed 50 visas but got none.
That's a big gamble. I mean, we can't run our business at a gamble whether we're going to get our workers or not.
Maryland has 20 licensed crab businesses, employing 500 foreign workers. A.E. Phillips and Son is also shut down unless more workers become available.
Because I've got workers that come from both sides in central Mexico.
General Manager Morgan Tolley says he's really worried about 2019.
We have some problems going on with immigration. A lot of issues are up in the air. A lot of things people don't understand or they think they understand. Speaking for the H-2B program, which is a non-immigrant work visa, to me personally, that has nothing to do with immigration. It's a non-immigrant work visa. These people take tremendous pride in the fact that they can come here to the United States and work and go home. And they're proud of that right that they have earned.
Maryland crab season is underway. The harvest is good. But as the crabs roll in, will there be anybody to process them? Aleni Barros, VOA News, Hooper's Island, Maryland.